Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to our Tune In Tuesday episode of the week. Today, in spirit of the intention that we set collectively together yesterday on Monday about listening to the body and really allowing the body to lead the way, I want to continue on this theme and give ourselves an opportunity right now to tune in to the body and to what our body has been telling us so far today.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
So if you want, you can close your eyes for a moment and noticing if intuitively it helps for you to place your hand somewhere onto the body. Sometimes that's just a little bit more of a direct connection between the mind and the body, between the heart and the body, to bring your hands to wherever organically you feel that intuitive need to let your hands rest. For me, immediately my hands went to my belly just now. But sensing for you, sometimes hands to heart is a really great place to soften for a moment. And then when you get there, so with the eyes closed, see if you can make a physical connection to the body that's a little bit more present than just resting the hands there. So maybe stroking this part of your body a little bit, maybe giving your body a little bit of a squeeze, just through the palms of your hands, giving this body of yours a little bit of extra love and connection. Let's take a long, full breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And if you give yourself a moment right now to really tune in, so far today, what has your body been telling you? So far today, or today so far, up until this moment of sitting here right now with your eyes closed, what has your body been telling you? And really get present with that. What are the little signs that your body has been sending you today so far? What did it feel like to wake up this morning? What did it feel like to move through your morning, to begin moving through your day? What sort of nudges or little signs has your body been giving you today so far? A really big sign that I think a lot of us meet at some point throughout every day is a sign of tiredness. So just sensing your energy levels so far up until this point today, what has your energy been like? Have you been high energy, really active, energized, ready to go? Or has your energy been a little bit more mellow or slower or low today? Just notice. And which other ways, aside from the level of energy that you've been experiencing so far today, in what other ways has your body been talking to you so far? Perhaps your body has been giving you little signals through some sort of physical experience, maybe like pain or discomfort or tension or tightness or soreness somewhere in the body. Without moving too much right now, can you notice anywhere in the body where you have been experiencing some discomfort today? Have you had any headaches today or any physical ailments of any kind? If you really get present with that space, what do you think your body is trying to tell you through that physical expression of felt sense? Noticing right now just the level your body is at today. And if your body would ask you to change something from this moment on, perhaps a little redirection of the way your day is moving so far, maybe a shift in intensity. What do you think your body would be asking of you right now? If your body could really have its needs met, what would you shift today? Do you think maybe you would move your body a little bit more, go into movement to reach a new level of energy? Or would you slow down and maybe rest a little bit more for the rest of the day? Is there something you can give yourself today to meet your body's needs right now? Maybe a moment of meditation or silence or perhaps some fresh air. Maybe there's something delicious you can cook for yourself today or anchor into some form of self-care practice that really meets not just the idea you have of what your needs are, but that meets the needs of your body, the way your body actually is right now. Let's take another full breath in. And out. And as you blink your eyes open, now is a great time to journal on this exact topic. So a good prompt for a moment of journaling right now or later today is, so far today, my body has been telling me. And just see where that train of thought takes you. Have a beautiful rest of this Tuesday. I hope you really get to meet your own needs today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back with some meditation tomorrow.